I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about the importance of getting ahead of things. Proverbs, let me look at them here. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 both basically say the same thing, that a prudent man looks ahead and sees opportunities or issues coming. And he makes provision. He begins to prepare for them. He begins to take action accordingly. But a foolish person sees issues or problems or opportunities coming, and they just keep doing the same thing. They do nothing. And then they get caught off guard by these things. So the prudent person looks ahead and begins to take action. One of the most important things we can realize is that God's done this for us. God has looked ahead in our lives. He's given us this purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. He begins to look ahead in our life. He's already done it. He's looked ahead. He's seen what's coming. He's already made provision for things in our lives. And as we begin to follow his leading, he can show us how to get ahead of things as well. And when you begin to get ahead of things and you're prepared way ahead of time, it makes everything so much more easy, everything more effortless, much less painful as you go through things if you give yourself plenty of runway and plenty of time to get prepared ahead of time. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to get our hearts and minds positioned well, and to stay tuned in for God's leading. We actually will plan our day, planning the upcoming day with God. And that's about executing the things that you know to do and doing them with a good attitude and trusting that God is with you. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and all you want to do in our lives, and that you've gone ahead of us already, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and our blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to take a couple minutes and go through the other half of prayer. Our first step as we get ready to take communion here is getting ourselves positioned in the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that all happens through forgiveness, through the forgiveness of our sins. So first, we've got to receive that from God. If there's anything that you feel like is separating you in your relationship with God, just bringing that to him, receiving his grace and forgiveness. And then that forgiveness has to flow through you. A lot of times we beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves for the ways that we've missed it, the ways that we've missed the mark. We're not living up to our own expectations of what we feel we're capable of. And just taking that pressure off yourself, giving yourself that same grace and forgiveness that God has given you and letting it flow through you to other people. We got to release some things, maybe ways that people have wronged us. We got to release those things as well, just like God has done for us. We got to walk in that same grace and forgiveness that he has given us. Just the unconditional commitment to walk in the light, just to do continually good for other people, just like God is doing for us. That's how we position ourselves in the light. Then we got to stay focused on the light. We got to begin to magnify God in our life. We're in the light, but now we got to begin to magnify that light. When you think about what happens when you take a magnifying glass and you hold it out in the sunlight, it begins to concentrate into a very small dot that can begin to kindle a fire. That's how I used to burn my name into my baseball gloves when I was a kid. We would take a magnifying glass out there in the sunshine, and it would concentrate that sunlight into one little dot on my baseball glove. And we could begin to engrave my initials or my name onto that baseball glove with the light by focusing and magnifying that light. And in our lives, we can focus on light or we can focus on darkness. We can magnify darkness by focusing on it, all the things that are wrong, all the ways people have wronged us, all the things that are not going well, or we can focus on the light. How can we do that? We can position ourselves. We can begin to magnify the light. By how? By gratitude. First thing, gratitude, focusing on what you're grateful for over the last 24 hours. Ways you see God coming through, good things that are happening in your life, things that are going well, focusing on those things and begin to magnify those things. And then we can magnify the progress that you've already made. Often we get focused on the distance we still have to go, that we're not there yet. We've got all these steps we still have to take, but we can begin to focus on and magnify the distance that we've already covered, how far God has brought us, the things that we've gotten done already. What did you get accomplished over the last day or week or month or year? Look how far God has brought you. Begin to focus on those things. You can gain some encouragement from that. And then how are your levels of peace and joy over the last 24 hours? How is your emotional state? And your emotional state has a lot to do with what you're magnifying. As we begin to magnify problems and issues and things we're trying to figure out in our mind, we begin to roll those in our mind. We begin to play them in our imagination. We begin to worry about the future. The more we magnify those, the more they begin to grow and the more they get bigger in our mind. Instead, we can choose to magnify God, how great he is, that he loves us. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for us, and that nothing is impossible for him. As we begin to magnify him, he grows bigger. He grows bigger in our minds, in our hearts, in our imagination. He begins to grow bigger on the inside of you. And the problems begin to look smaller when you look at how big he is. We begin to magnify him in our lives as bigger than the problems. That's the key to this peace and joy, his peace and joy flowing through you. I like to think of joy as my indicator that his grace is flowing through me because I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of his presence with me. Joy is the joy of the Lord is our strength. In God's fullness, there's presence of joy. When we get into the state of joy, that's my indicator, I think, of that God's grace is flowing powerfully through me when I've got that state of joy happening. And then what do you know to do? Over the next 24 hours, what things need to happen? What do you know to do? This might be administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace. What do you know needs to get done? And then also, what do you want to get done? What do you want to get done? What are the things God is prompting or stirring on the inside of you to take action on that you're excited to do, you're motivated to do? And also you could begin to look at, all right, is there anything I see that's coming up in my life that I could begin to take action on and start to get ahead of it? Because it makes everything so much easier when we begin to work ahead a little bit. So, our final question, what's the most important thing that God is teaching you or he's showing you over the last 24 hours? I like to think of two areas, corrections and adjustments. That's where it's important to be humble, to be coachable, to listen, and be willing to make some adjustments and corrections. And then God often begins to speak to you about the next level, where he's taking you, the new directions and the things that he's leading you to in your life. And as he begins to show you those things, he's going to begin to unfold some steps to take. And those steps are going to be helping you to get ahead of it, to prepare you for where he's leading you in your life, for this destination that he has for your life. And if we begin to take the steps at the proper time and we get ahead of it, it makes everything so much easier. So this idea of getting ahead of it, I first learned about this idea. Like I said, it's in the Proverbs, but I first learned about it at a pastor that was coming to my gym. And he said one of his number, he had done actually pretty well for himself financially, I think. And he said one of the scriptures that had helped him quite a bit was these scriptures talking about how a prudent man looks ahead and sees things coming and he takes action. He makes provision for them. He begins to do something about it. And so he said, what I started doing is I started looking ahead, saying, hey, we're going to need a new car at some point. We're going to need some repairs on our house at some point. Hey, one of my kids is going to get married at some point. And he started making provision well ahead of it. He just started setting little bits of money well ahead of time, years ahead of time. And so that when the time came for him to get ready for it, he had the money prepared for it. And he said, I used this verse to base everything off of. And then I had a real world example of it happen to me that showed me the power of this as well. When my second daughter, Kira, was being born, I tell the story of it in my book, 7 Dates with Jesus. But my wife, Trisha, they got her epidural in late. It was very late in the labor and delivery process, and they got the epidural in late. And she still had a fair amount, some pain, and a lot of pressure as she was, as Kira was being born. Still some pain and a lot of pressure. When we're getting ready for our third daughter, Raina, to be born, she asked the doctor, is it normal to still have some pain and even a lot of pressure when you have an epidural in? He said, oh, the reason that happened is that we didn't get ahead of it enough. When you get ahead of it enough, it takes away all that pain and pressure you were feeling. And so we went in for the labor and delivery for my third daughter, Raina. They put the epidural in right away and they put it in very early. And I'm watching her. She's at the same point where I can see her contractions and everything that's going on. And she's at the same point with our other daughters where she was not feeling so great. And she's having these contractions. And I'm just watching her over there. She's sitting there eating ice chips and just watching TV and telling me, hey, you know what? This is kind of boring this time. Not very eventful. It's kind of boring. I'm just sitting here and I'm watching her having the contractions, but the epidural is handling everything because we got ahead of it. And so she avoided significant pressure and pain by simply getting ahead of it. We did the same exact things, but we did them earlier and we began to get ahead of it. I found even the same thing with shooting some of these daily communion videos. If I'll get just slightly ahead of it, there's a little bit less pressure. We don't have to get things out at the very last minute. I can get ahead of it slightly. I don't want to get too far ahead because then I kind of lose touch with where we are, but I want to get ahead of it slightly. And it takes a lot of pressure out of the process. And so we're entering a time right now called the 40 days of Teshuva. As I'm recording this, we're actually getting ready to enter into these 40 days right now. So these 40 days start August 8th of 2021. And these are the 40 days that lead up to the Day of Atonement. These 40 days of Teshuva. Teshuva means to turn or to repent. So one of the things I want you to think about is to turn into or to convert into. Jesus says if they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and convert it or turn it in or turn or convert it into appropriate actions, then they would be healed. Then they would have prosperity. All these actions come on the other side of the turning or converting. And so when we spend time with God and we understand he's already gone ahead of us, he's already done this work. One of the ways that we cherish people in our lives is we can begin to look ahead into their lives. You know, our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to make other people great, to magnify God's name, to magnify him and to make his name great. And to make other people great around us. And one of the ways we can begin to make other people great is to look ahead into their lives and to see things that are coming and begin to make provision for them, just like God is doing for us. We can see issues and problems coming. One of our partners in the Abundant Life Blueprint, he's had a lot of people that he's managed and a lot of managers that have worked for him. And he says, my best managers see around the corner. They see what's coming and they take actions to prevent it from happening before the people even know it's coming. They get ahead of it and they prevent pain for their people. God is doing this for us. And we can begin to learn to do the same for others. So these 40 days of Teshuva are the final days, 40 days before the Day of Atonement. And so we've got about a 40-day window to start taking some action on some things. So here's all you need to do. Very simply, stay tuned in. Stay listening for what God is leading you into. He's probably talking to you about some vision and some direction. Often in the fall, he begins to transition us to some new things. But we can start getting ahead of it and begin to prepare right now. So there's a whole lot less pain. There's a whole lot less pressure. Because usually in whatever these new things he's transitioning us into, there's going to be some work on the other side. It's going to be a different way of doing some things. But we can start getting ahead of it now. He'll give you some promptings and some clues of some things to start taking action on right now. And so let's start working ahead of it. And the goal is the Day of Atonement was considered the holiest day of the year. It was considered the closing of the year because it was the one day of the year when the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement for the sins of the people for the entire year. Now we've got Jesus. He did that once for all time. And then he's seated at God's right hand. We're seated with him. And he's our high priest now. We don't have that happening every year, but we do have, this is an annual reminder for us, just in case we ever get off track, that there's some steps we're supposed to be taking to get ahead of some things, because the people wanted to have everything righted by that deadline. And you think of a deadline, if you procrastinate and procrastinate, if you're anything like me when I was in school, you know, a paper is due or some project is due, and I would wait to the last minute. And then you got this flurry of activity and all this pressure at the end. But if you simply begin to start earlier and begin to work and to get ahead of it, so much less pressure, so much easier. You begin to get ahead of these things. So we're going to take communion here. And in our communion today, we're going to be, number one, just receiving that God already knows what's coming. He's already gone ahead of us. He's already made provision for everything that's going to happen in our lives. And part of this communion today is you're going to be simply receiving that. And receiving that he's going to help to guide us and to navigate us, to give us those nudges of what steps to take at the proper time so that we begin to get ahead of these things as well. And it's going to so drastically reduce the amount of pressure and pain that you experience in life when you simply begin to get ahead of things. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and just the sacrifice of Jesus, that you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us, that you loved us so much that you gave us your one and only Son. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And the book of Psalms tells us to just meditate on your unfailing love for us, that your love never fails, and to meditate on your mighty works, that nothing is impossible for you. Put those two things together. It is so powerful of how much he loves you and that nothing is impossible for him. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said to his disciples, "Take it. Receive that he makes you right with God. He makes you holy and perfect in God's sight. We can stand or even sit in his presence with freedom and confidence. And he's already gone ahead of us. He knows what's coming. He can show us the steps to take, the path to take, how to start working ahead of these things in our life. We can begin to receive that from him now. So, Father, we just thank you for it. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we can have this covenant relationship with God. We can do life together with him and grow in our knowledge of him. And I believe as you see him leading you and navigating you and all the plans and provision he's made for your life, he can put you in on the right steps at the right time. I believe it helps you to know him better. I believe it helps you to know his heart and his intentions and his goodness of just who he is. It's all made possible because of this new covenant. We've been released from the darkness transferred into the light because of the forgiveness of sins. So Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's time to walk it out. We've received that from God. Now let's get tuned into him. Follow those nudges as he begins to show you steps to take to start getting ahead of things. As you get those promptings and those stirrings to start taking action ahead of something, to start doing it sooner, stay in his timing, but follow his lead and follow those nudges and take action quickly when you know what to do. What we talk about often, do what you know to do. As you know God is stirring something in your life, take action on it quickly and do it cheerfully and with a good attitude. And you begin to do that. He's going to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.